Dr. Carmel Harrington led a study in Australia. They're the honorary research fellow at the Children's Hospital Westmead in Australia, in Sydney. And her team, and she and her team actually found that the enzyme, Mario, brace yourselves, butyrylcholinesterase. Okay, I'm making it actually a joke and it's not a joke. I'm just going to turn to Dr. Carmel Harrington to help me say it. 12 minutes past 8.
Breakfast with Refilo Emolata
on Cape Talk.
Dr. Harrington, I don't mean to make light of your work. I apologize for my very weak tongue. Please help me understand this enzyme that was measured in dried blood spots and that might make a difference regarding SIDS. And thank you so much for this research. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. It's my pleasure to be here. And yes, it is a mouthful, isn't it? We abbreviate it to BCHE rather than make people say butyrylcholinesterase all the time. Look, the importance of this study is that for the first time, we've found something that can be measured prior to death, and in fact at birth, which might identify SIDS vulnerable to sudden infant death. Now, it's not a cause. It's just a marker for this identification. But the really important thing about this is there's two important things. Firstly, as you mentioned, parents suffer enormous guilt when their precious baby dies on their watch. So what this research tells us is that these babies are different from birth. It's actually hidden. We didn't know this before this study. Okay, so there was nothing they could do. The babies had what we think was a deficit in an arousal response. So they weren't able to arouse to a life-threatening challenge that they were facing. Mm. Now, that challenge could have been as simple as being on their tummy and re-breathing carbon dioxide. Now, normally our arousal pathways will wake us up. Even a little baby, they'll start to cry or turn their head. What this research indicates is that these babies didn't do that. Their brain pathways weren't working in the right way, and so they didn't arouse and they succumbed to the life-threatening challenge. So, one, we can alleviate a little bit of the guilt that these parents feel. And secondly, what this allows us to do is develop a screening test at birth that will help us identify those babies vulnerable to sudden infant death and provide an intervention. Now, we don't know the shape of what the intervention will be at this stage, but by understanding the system more thoroughly with further research, we will develop interventions.
That's incredible. And it's really great that we're getting sort of the first sense. I'm so heartbroken that even being on the tummy might be a cause. So you'll continue with this research, Doctor, and tell us a little bit about how you got to this answer. I mean, what kind of methodology, what kind of questions were you asking?
Well, I actually experienced my own son died of sudden infant death. Oh. And so as any parent knows, when that happens, you become quite obsessed with what caused the death. But in a way, my education in a way had prepared me for it. I actually was a trained biochemist. And there was a few indicators with my son that, of course, I didn't recognise at the time. But when I looked back on it and saw what had happened, he had a twin, Charlotte, his twin, had a few medical issues. And every night I was up to her a few times at night. But the really horribly sad thing was the night he died, she actually didn't wake up. For the first time in her whole life, I hadn't been up two or three times a night to her. And so that got me thinking over time, was there something wrong with his arousal? Was I actually keeping him alive all that time by going in? Because whenever I would fuss over Charlotte, I would fuss over him as well because you're in the same room. Mm. So because I was a biochemist, although I was a lawyer at the time, I started looking into the biochemistry of the arousal pathways. And that led me to a system called the cholinergic system. And enzymes of systems actually tell you the health of the system. So the two enzymes of that system were what we call the cholinesterases, the acetylcholinesterase and butyrylcholinesterase. And so I looked at those in the blood spots of the dried blood spots taken at birth of infants for our newborn screening program that we have. And what we found was exactly what you described, that we had the SIDS infants had a much lower level of BCHE than their 10 match controls, surviving controls, and compared also to other infants who had died from other causes. So our SIDS infants stood outside everything else. And so it was very clear that low BCHE levels were a marker of sudden infant death.
Sure. There are not enough sorries or empathetic words I can share with you, Dr. Harrington, for your loss, and possibly not enough thank yous I can give you for the research that you've undertaken to assist families in any other way to understand the losses that they may be experiencing. So thank you so much for this.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Dr. Carmel Harrington, study lead and honorary research fellow at the Children's Hospital Westmead in Sydney.